Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to say about Steve Jobs. You know, Steve Jobs is, we lost him a couple of weeks ago, much too soon. And so I want to talk a little bit about that and about some of the, what he stands for and how you can be like Steve. But first, I want to invoke the name, a name that you know very well, Peter Meyer. You know, Peter is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and he's a global business consultant. And in his work, and as he's joined me on my show many times over the last dozen or so years, Peter has proposed that the highest possibility of your success as an entrepreneur will come from identifying a customer desire first, and then creating a solution. Customer desire first, and then a solution. I'm going to call that the Meyer model. Solution follows desire. And for almost all of us, you and me and most everybody else, Peter's idea about entrepreneurial pursuit is absolutely the right one. And I've agreed with him on this over and over again. But in our universe, there is a microbeam of entrepreneurial energy for which the Meyer model just doesn't work. And you and I should be thankful. We should thank our lucky stars that that's the case. You probably didn't know Steve Jobs, but he knew you. The iconic founder of Apple, as I said earlier, taken from us much too soon. He knew what you wanted before you knew it. He knew what you wanted before you knew you wanted it. I'm going to call that the Jobs model. Desire follows solution. Remember, Meyer model, solution follows desire. Find the desire first, then the solution. The Jobs model was the opposite of that. Find the solution and then apply that to the desire. A few people could pull that off. Not everybody. Most of us can't. Most of us need the Meyer model. And to be sure, there are other people like Steve Jobs. In the Jobs model could have been named for other geniuses like Bell or Edison or Marconi. But as Peter points out in his book, Creating and Dominating New Markets, which I've told you about many times on the show, for every one of these successful visionaries, there are thousands who failed, thousands of folks like you and me who failed because they had a solution in search of a problem. And their failure, in my opinion, probably wasn't because they weren't entrepreneurial enough. It was because they had the wrong model. They were using the wrong model. So remember this. For all but a tiny, tiny number of entrepreneurial geniuses, the Meyer model, customer problem first, then solution, is the high percentage play. So when you and I understand these odds, it's easy to see that most of us should focus our entrepreneurial energy as Peter recommends, rather than trying to be like Steve, Alexander, Thomas, or Guillermo. But here's the good news. You can follow the Meyer model. Solution follows desire. You can follow that model and still be like Steve Jobs. Here's some ideas that I have about how you can pull that off. Steve was an innovator. We all know that, right? And you are too. If you've been in business for any length of time, and especially if you're still in business over the last 3 years, you are an innovator too. But if you're really going to be like Steve Jobs, if you're really going to pull that off, you can never stop innovating. And if you think about it, over the last long time now, I keep talking to you about that. Never stop innovating. Remember what a friend of mine said. He said, you're either green or growing, are ripe and rotten. Steve was customer-focused, and that sounds like you too, doesn't it? You're customer-focused. But the only difference is you ask customers what they want first. Steve didn't do that, did he? That's that micro beam of entrepreneurial energy I was talking about. Steve Jobs was on an uncompromising quest for excellence. Of all the things that we know about Steve Jobs that you could and should emulate, this is on the top of the list. Always seek excellence. That if you want to be as much like Steve as anything in the world, always seek excellence. The world is a better place for the entrepreneurial energy of Steve Jobs, but that doesn't make your entrepreneurial efforts any less important. In fact, in the aggregate, more success and contribution has been achieved because entrepreneurs just like you followed the Meyer model. Ask what customers want first, and then create the solution to what they want and deliver it. That's the Meyer model. And for most of us, for all but a very tiny group of entrepreneurial geniuses who have the vision to do it the other way, for most of us, the Meyer model is the one to follow. Ask what customers want, and then create the answer to that solution, to that problem, or that desire, and deliver it. Steve Jobs, we're glad you knew us. Rest in peace. You know, folks, when I think about, there's a great story talking about excellence, Steve Jobs and his excellence. There's a great story about Steve Jobs. Somebody, one of his men brought him a project he was working on. He was really proud of it. He said, "This is really good stuff, Steve." And Steve said, "Is it the best you can do?" And the man said, "Well, I'm proud of this. This is really good." And Steve said, "But is it the best you can do?" And the guy said, "Well, no, I guess it's not the best I can do. If I really worked harder and did a little more, took a little more time," Steve said, "then take it back and bring it back to me when you can tell me that this is the best you can do." Now think about that. He was willing to sort of burst the bubble of that employee because by asking him, "Is this the best you can do?" And isn't that something we should all ask of ourselves and of our employees and of our whole organization? Is this the best we can do? And when you can say yes, that's when you can say that you've achieved some excellence. I'm going to take a quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.